So you should hang up.
Today's Leishman is Chaim Lishim Shai, Maisha and Neil Rifkin, Mas Maisha Zeri, Sonach, and Maisha, Susfu Shalem, Chaim, Maisha, Shiva, Malki, and Ibn Sara, Miriam Baruch, Miriam Baruch, Basar Malki, Sus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Beis, we're up to Sif Pes Zion. Continuing on with the brachas over here of fruit, Al Pilpul on pepper, Vizangvil, which is, I believe, ginger, Yevashim that are dried, Valha, Klavi shall Girupoli. Right, Salima says the Ramah, those are negelach, which refers to nails. Now, it doesn't refer to eating nails. Basically, these are all what we would call spices, or really not even spices, like besamim kind of stuff, right? B'chol k'yaitza, by anything like that, she'ein derech la'achlam ella al yedei taruvis. The only way we eat this is through a taruvis. If you decide to chew some black pepper, you try to chew some cloves, things like that, you don't make a bracha at all because it's not a normal way of eating it. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The zangvul humashakir and ingba, the chol kiyotzebe kagoin glajin, the tzitva. Again, these are all different kind of dried spices or herbs that are used as ingredients to flavor a food. Shane derech perish, vuhu achlan levad, and you decide to eat them alone. Lefichach eim evarchan aleim klum. You don't eat, you don't make any bracha at all. Okay. She'ein anav b'chilasim she'ein yevashim. There's no anav from eating them. Vim achlanim tzuker kedoyma mevarach bar pri adama. So if you went ahead and you flavored them in a way that they were eaten, then you make a bar pri adama. Again, it has to be a way that we eat them. I don't think anybody eats cloves and honey today, but that is the basic halacha. So let's move on. Al egos muscat. So an egos muscat, which I think is nutmeg. Bayer Pri Eitz, you make a Bayer Pri Eitz. Val Kanila, which is right, Shalema, is Tzimrit, which is cinnamon. Bayer Pri Adama. Now, I believe when you look at the, and Aruch HaShulchan, if I remember correctly, says this, today we don't really eat cinnamon plain. They would eat cinnamon plain. We don't really eat cinnamon plain. So it would likely, if it's good, and it's not a way of eating it, it would likely be a Shahakal, not a Bayer Pri Adama. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah is Bayer Priya Eitz, the Prihi, because it's a this Egois Muscat, which I think is nutmeg, is a fruit. Beregilin Gamplein Lachlum B'yayvish, you would eat it dry as well, dry nutmeg. Now, the truth of the matter is, today, people don't eat dry nutmeg alone, so, and it's mazik, so you'll probably not make a bracha. That's the reason we don't eat it alone. If you eat too much nutmeg, if that's what, I think that's what the, that's what it seems to be, Egos Muscat is, but maybe they were different then and they were able to eat it. Today, if you eat a lot of it, it would be dangerous. Me, she actually shilshil, if somebody has a bad stomach, the nice little teicha muscat shigadeshiyatza, that seemed to be a remedy that they would mix some of this nutmeg into beer and that would help. That was the aromodium of those days. It made it some, you have no interest in drinking. The only reason that you're drinking it is for refuah, but you're enjoying it. So remember, we said that when you're drinking something for refuah that you're enjoying, you have to make a bracha, a muscat ikr, that becomes a ikr, a sheikha taful, mevarach bar preitz. Therefore, you make a bar preitz. As we said, somebody has a sore throat and he's drinking mei angirion, we said that you were drinking oil together with this that was mixed with other ingredients, but the main reason you were drinking it was for the oil, you would make a bayer priyetz. If you're drinking it for both reasons, you happen to be adding this muscat into your beer because for medicinal purposes, but at the same time, you are thirsty and you're enjoying the drink, then the sheikha becomes the ikim and varach shahakal, very similar to halacha we learned earlier. That was the same halacha we learned earlier. When you wanted to drink both, even though you're adding the oil for refu as well, then you make the bracha on the sheikha if it is the rive. And the same thing with the beer, with this nutmeg mixed in, the beer would be the rive. So if you're doing it totally for refuah, then the ikar is the muscat. If you're doing it because you're thirsty and the refuah, then the ikar is the beer, because that is the rive. And he said, therefore, cinnamon, if you make a bar pi adama. Again, like I said, others learned that bezman hazeh, it's not something that is regular for us to eat cinnamon sticks and plain, and therefore it would likely be a shahakal if you're enjoying it. If you don't enjoy, if it's not good, then he wouldn't make a bracha on it at all. Okay, now, Sif Yud Ches. Al pilpul v'zangvul k'shem retuvim. When, if you're eating this pepper, some that straight off the tree, right? The black pepper we have is really dried, right? So if you're eating it straight off the tree, or the ginger, k'shem retuvim, they're still moist, you make a bayir pri adama, says the Mechaber. Okay, we'll see, we'll get into that in a moment. Says Rama. Okay, we'll get to Rama separately. Bayir pri adama, who gadol al aretz, I'm sorry, retuvim, the zangvulav perihu, it's not considered a fruit. El shrashim in the aretz tachas hakarka, it's really coming out of roots that grow on the, it's a root vegetable. Upilpil and afagav the gadol al elan, on these peppers, even though you grow them on a tree, cave and they nightnella dasis vapsu, yeah, say you see apshu. What's the main reason that people plant it and grow it? Is to dry them. The ugly rubish chukim at the ravis katablin, and we dry them and then grind them up and use it as a spice. It's only sometimes that they're eaten in the fresh stage. Karav hadavish yivarch as a shakal. Really, it would lechayra be a shahakal because it's not the way people eat it. K'moy karav beresh tim reish dal. We'll see in reish dal. Elafi shema at mehenechav betivasan. The dried pepper, nobody in their right mind eats it alone, and it's not even good, and you don't make any bracha on it. But when it's moist, there are some people who eat it. Therefore, adai tadachi not tiktsas. When the person planting these plants, he knows that a big percent is going to eat it dried. But there are some people that are going to eat it moist. We don't say this is totally not the intention of when you plant it, and therefore retains the bracha of the Bayir Pri Adama. So now let's see the Rama, very important Rama. Kol ha-peres shehem, first we're going to get a little bit of a review. Kol ha-peres sheyedeya behem, shehem ikar ha-pri, any fruit that you know, this is the ikar pri that this tree is planted for. Mevarach lehem Bayir Pri Eitz, you make a Bayir Pri Eitz. V'she'en an ikar ha-pri, if it's not the main reason, we've learned many, many cases throughout this simon, is a Bayir Pri Adama. V'im hu mesupik bay, ki hu ikar pri aloy. What happens if you mesupik? Now, don't get excited over here, we're going to get to it. Then we make a Bayir Pri Adama. We make a Bayir Pri Adama. V'me'eni yedeya mahu. What happens if you don't know if it's the Iker or not? Mevarach shehakol. So shehakol patters everything. Now, that's not so simple. So let's just not get too excited yet. Sheinei pri kanal b'sivav ayin l'kam b'reshem r'vav mishabru. V'im hu mesupik heinu. What does that mean if you mesupik, you can make a shehakol? And here we'll take the, make it less exciting for everybody, right? So it was easy. If I have an item I want to eat, I don't know what it is, make a shahakal, I'm good to go, right? That's the Mishabur, that's not the way it works. Heinu. Acha shalomad, right? After you went ahead and you learned Tilchas Brachas, and I'm sorry, guys, but this shir alone is not enough. Heinu yachalavar, and you're not going to, and you can't determine what is the right bracha, then that's when you, the psak halacha is make a shahakal. So we have a machloikis apaiskim. You went through the sugya, and it's still hard to determine, is the oranges, should they be a eitz like the chazanish, or should it be a shahakal like most, like Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Reb Yashiv and all the other paiskim. Now, v'mishaloi lamad, you didn't learn, go learn, and then don't eat food that you're not sure what to make a bracha on just because, oh, I don't know, so it's a shahakal. This thing that's a shahakal, we had a lot throughout the last 18 sifrim, we had a lot of cases that we came out, psak halacha, we had this sheet or that sheet, or therefore make a shahakal. With this sheet or that sheet, therefore make a hadama, because hadama patas even if it's a fruit, right? That is only after you went and you learned through the sugya. If you don't know if it's Adama, you don't know if it's Eitz, you don't know if it's Adama or Shehakel, then we can make one of those alternative brachas. But that is only after you went ahead and you actually learned the halachas. I just wanted to, just 1 second over here. There's another thing. First of all, another thing is that there is a midas chasidus that even on these cases that we said that it's a suffix, and therefore, what do you mean it's a suffix? Not that we don't know. It's a suffix because there's a machlokes on paiske. Man, there's a lot of different shitas and views of looking to make the shahakal. The midas chasidus is don't eat those things regular. Go ahead and only eat them during a during a meal or eat in a knife and that you eat something else, that you make the two brachas, it's a shayla. So you have something, it's a shayla, if it's hadama or shahakal. So go ahead, eat a cucumber, that's for sure hadama. Drink a cup of soda, it's for sure shahakal. And then you're able to eat that item. And certainly, like we said, when we're eating things that is a suffix, it's a etz hadama, and which from the shivas haminim, and now you're going to have a problem with the bracha achrayna, that's even a bigger problem. You should definitely only eat it during the I just want to read the shari tshuva over here. Ba'el yirab kasef ahad amrina man de boy lam have chasida. Somebody wants to be considered a chasid, lekay milu de brachas, he should keep the rules of brachas. L'chayra says the el yirab im loy birach rasha mikra. What does it mean? If I want to be a chasid, I should make brachas. What do you mean? If I don't make brachas, I'm a rasha. It's not if I want to be a chasid, I have to make brachas. I don't want to be a rasha, make brachas. You want to be a chassid, means you're makpah to figure out and try to make the bracha that I want, that's appropriate. The kasef, and he writes, the person just says, I don't know what bracha, so I'm just making a shahako. That's a boor that the chachamim curse. You have to learn to know. Umashu suffik dina shahaka. When it's a real, after you the whole sugya, it's a suffik, then the halacha is a shahaka. Then you dove shiachal a patra b'toychat suda. If you're able to just eat it during the meal, adiv tvei. That's obviously that's a much better scenario. Mashikasa b'simin reish dal tziv katan chas chav. Okay, so that finishes the Baruch Hashem, the halachas of birchas haperis. Let's get started over here a little bit into the Bayer Pri Adama. So the first sif is very easy. Al Peiros Aretz, when you have fruit of the ground, okay, Aretz means ground, Mavarach, you make Bayer Pri Adama, you make a Bayer Pri Adama. So just, I don't know if we're going to get into sif base because it's a longer sif and there's a lot of things we have to cover over there. But on Peiros Aretz, you make Bayer Pri Adama. In the Gemara, it's actually Machlaikis, certain whether on certain vegetables you make a Bayer Mine Deshayim. I think it's Rabbi Yehuda says you make Bayer Mine Deshayim. Lamaisa, we paskin on all vegetables, we make a Bayer Pri Adama. Just to explain the bracha, because it's actually it's important to have in mind the Kavanis, when we make different brachas, and important to us to understand the al-aretz, al-priya aretz that we say, right? So over here we say bayre pri ha'adama. Machaber called it peres ha'aretz. So why don't we say bayre pri ha'aretz? So just the taich in the bracha, aretz means the land. Land, eretz Yisrael, eretz Mitzrayim, right? That eretz means the land. Adama means the earth. Vayivra Hashem es ha'adam min ha'adama. We are called Adam because we were created from the dirt, from the land. So the bracha is not bayre pri ha'aretz, right? Because aretz, the actual taich, means a land, an area. We're making bayre pri ha'adama, it's fruit that comes from the earth, from the ground. Which is why if it's bayre pri ha'aretz, although if you made a ha'adama either by mistake or in a case that's a suffix yotze, because fruit also comes from the earth. But it's an ela because fruit is more chashev than vegetables. It has its own bracha of bayir pri ha'etz. But now we understand the word bayir pri ha'adama. On the flip side, when it comes to when we're making the ala michya, the ala peres, right? Ala peres, al pri peres, ala aretz, al pri, right? What's the exact? Now I'm forgetting it. I'm getting. David, help me out here. Hold on.
Pri ha'etz.
A Priya Eitz, right? Okay, I got confused.
Peiroseha?
Right. Al Aretz or Priya Aretz, right? Over there, we're thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael, right? So that's, even if we're eating fruit that's not from Eretz Yisrael, we have to remember, when we say Al Aretz, we're thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. We're not thanking Hashem for the dirt that grows the land, because then we would have said Al Ha'adama. Ha'adama, so the Bayre Priya Adama is... For we're thanking Hashem for the fruit that comes from the earth, from the ground. When we're making the bracha achas man shalish, we're thanking Hashem for the land, not for the fruit that comes from the earth. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Emet Hashem, we will start with Sif Beis, Simon Rech Gimel Sif Beis. We will start next week. Very good. Trivia question of the night. What bracha do you make on papaya?
I don't have these problems.
You don't like papaya.
Why wouldn't it be AIDS?
I always thought it's an eight, but we'll see next week. I think I have to ask the Rav, but it seems that the correct bracha is Hadamah. For
It's
what
in the
reason?
Tuba Shop letters.
What?
You could turn the recording off, but for what reason?